In the middle of Teres Samach Vav, in the middle of Ois Gimel, in our Likutei Morans, it's on page 191, the left-hand column, about halfway down the Omid, where it begins with the words Ve'ikar Ha'emes Hu. Very brief review. Rabbein Ezal spoke about the union of Pishnayim, the union of a Rebbe with Talmidim, the Estalkus of a Tzaddik, the Ruach Deleva, Ruach Delesato, the union of Hamtoko, of Charainaf, which generates these two, the creation of these Ruchos, from which comes Parnoso. Rabbein Ezal spoke about the Shiluv of Havaya Adni, that combination, and how the two Yuds stand for Machshav and Maiser. In between you have six letters corresponding to Mokoim Tzir Zman of Machshavo, and Mokoim Tzir Zman of Maiser. And Rabbein Ezal spoke about Priseach Es Yodecho, the union of Chituch, the cutting of the two Yuds and branching out into these two Shemois of Hashem. And that's why the first letters of Priseach Es Yodecho are Api, standing for the Charoin Af, that has to be Nimtak in order to create Ruach, because Charoin Af is smoke. When smoke disperses, it becomes Ruach, air. And Rabbein Ezal spoke about the whole union of Koyach and Poyal. And Rabbein Ezal, the last item that we had discussed was where Rabbein Ezal said that in order to be Moitzi Mikoyach al HaPoyal, you need Shleimos Hadibur. That's what Rabbein Ezal had said. And Rabbein Ezal said that that's done through the Bechin of Alma Do'osi, Olam Haba, because in Olam Haba, that's when there'll be Shleimos Hadibur. Oz Ahafoich Avamim Sofa Brura Likroi Kulam B'Shem Hashem. When they'll all call out the Hashem, that's Shleimos Hadibur. And Rabbein Ezal spoke about that a little bit, the union of the Judgment Day in Shemayim, the union of Ushaftim Urisim Bein Tzadik LaRosho Bein Oved Elokim LaShe'o LaYafodoy. Those were the items we had. And the last item that Rabbein Ezal said was that when we say that Shleimos Hadibur is through the Bechin of Olam Haba, what do we do about that right now before we get to Olam Haba? So Rabbein Ezal said we have to see to be Mamshech Olam Haba into this world. And how do you do that? The last item that Rabbein Ezal had said was Avol Tzrichin LaHamshech Bechinas Almud Osi Gam BaOlam Hazeh, meaning Dahainu Sheyia Ma'Polo LaRishon Gam BaOlam Hazeh. There should be a downfall for the Rishonim in this world, because Olam Haba, the main result of Olam Haba is going to be a Ma'Polo for Rishonim. V'zeh Naseh Al Yedei Emes, and that is accomplished through Emes. Rabbein Ezal had said through Emes, a person is mamshich Olam Haba into this world. He's mamshich Shleimus Hadibur into this world, through which he can be zeche to hope to be mitzi mikoyach al apoyam. Rabbein Ezal says now, v'ikur ho emes hu, this is a very spectacular chunk of Breslov HaChassidus that we're going to learn now. What Breslov is like. V'ikur ho emes hu, kishe'ein ho odom nitzrach lebriyos. When we talk about emes, a person who is an ish ha-emes, we're talking about a person who is not dependent on other people whatsoever. Because the Gemara says in Brachas, ki kivon shenitzrech odom lebriyos, mishtane ponov kikrum legama gavnin, that when a person has to come on to people, he becomes embarrassed. When a person has to get things from other people, he becomes ashamed, embarrassed. When a person gets embarrassed, his face changes colors, many colors. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, krum zulus levnei adam, and the Gemara says when a person has to zoil, has to cheapen himself, levnei adam, before people, his face changes colors like a krum, like a peacock. That's the pasuk that the Gemara darshins on. The Gemara says a person's face changes colors when he has to come on to people. Rabbein Ezal explains now, Kimi shehu nitzrach lebriyos, koshe loy me'oid lehispayel borabin. A person who has to come on to people for anything, it's very, very difficult for a person like that to daven in public, in a minyan, for example. V'toiv v'noyach loy lehispayel biyochid. And a person like that, it's much better for him to daven in privacy, alone. When he's alone, he can daven. When he's in public, he can't daven. Why? Ki berabim noiflin olav pnios gedolos ushkorim. When he's davening with a group of people, there are all kinds of pnios and shkorim that fall on him. All kinds of falsehoods, lies, false actions, and false reasons for doing things. That's pnios, when a person has a false type of reason for doing a certain item. Because this type of person makes all kinds of motions and shkarim, falsehoods, in his tefillah for the sake of people, for the sake of people who are there. Because he feels he has to come on to them. He's not totally, totally independent of people. One who is dependent on people, when it comes to his tefillah is dependent on people. He feels he has to put things into his tefillah for the sake of other people. And now, right at this point, we seem to be talking about a person who has to come on to people bigashmis, for money reasons, for example, a person who collects tzedakah, a rav of a shul who's supported by the people, a chazan, ones who have to come on to people financially. They feel they have to show a certain face in public. When it comes to davening also, they do all kinds of actions in the tefillah which are sheker for the sake of the people who are present. Rabbi Nizal says, let's take this further. Even a person who doesn't have to come on to people for parnoso, he supports himself, he's self-sustaining, he has a decent job. Still, there are people who by nature have to come on to other people for what? For kavod or for other things, meaning this person can't live unless people look up to him in a certain way. It's part of him. He has to have that. If he doesn't have that, he's dead. He's not living. He's not enjoying life. And because of that kavod, he's forced. What is kavod? Kavod is malchus. We mentioned many times. Ein melech b'loyom. Kavod isn't something you can give yourself. You have to get it from other people. So if a person's nature is such that he needs kavod, it means that he must come on to other people. He's a nitzrach labrius, which means he's forced into this sheker within tefillah. A person who has a desire for kavod or chashivus, he wants to be considered important, or other types of things, we see that in a sense he's being forced to come on to people. He needs their respect. Part of him is he has to come on to them for kavod. He can't give the kavod to himself unless he's getting it from other people. He feels insufficient. And a person like this, when he has to come on to other people, in any way, a person like that could chas v'shalom fall into a tremendous sheker in his tefillah, to make all kinds of motions b'sheker. He doesn't necessarily feel this motion within himself. He makes it because of the other people that are there. Period. Rabbi Nizal says, let's further clarify this. There are people who are a bit religious, a bit good, very good. And he fears Hashem to a degree. And this person would surely be ashamed for himself to do a disgusting falsehood in his tefillah for the sake of other people. And therefore his kavana is to daven with emes. Avol ho emes hu harbe ma'oid yoser midai. But what he has is, he has too much emes. He has too much emes, that's also a problem. And Rabbi Nizal says, v'gam ze einoy emes. In emes, there can't be too much. Too much emes is sheker. Why? Ki loy nimtzo harbe emes. There is no such metzias as harbe emes, a lot of emes. Ki ho emes hu rak echod. Emes is only one. Kemoy shemuva b'makom acher. As Rabbi Nizal had explained in Torah Nun Aleph, that's the Torah where Rabbi Nizal sets forth the concept that emes is one, sheker is many. Emes is that this is a table. Sheker is that it's a light bulb, a tree, a car, a this, that. And Rabbi Nizal set forth the preface that emes is totally in echod. Emes is chayim, sheker is moves. You take away the Aleph from Eves, from Emes, you go into Mace. We see that the whole thing, the whole concept of Emes is totally an Aleph, an Echod. Rabbein Azal says, "Dachenu machmas shehu boish be'enei atzmoy lehispal b'sheker gomor kanal," because this person is too ashamed for himself to daven with complete sheker. Al kein hu roitze lechasois al hasheker, he wants to cover over the sheker. Ulahalbish hasheker be'emes, and to cloak the sheker with emes. He wants to put on a coat over the sheker. What is the coat? Emes. Dehainu lamoshel, for example, Rabbi Nezal explains, shechofetz la'asayis ezehu tenua oyam choes kaf b'shvil acher. A person wants to make a certain motion in tefillah or a certain clapping of the hands so that somebody else should see it. Avol hu mizbayish bozeh, but he's too embarrassed to do that. Sheyaseh sheker b'tefiloso b'shvil b'nei adam, that he should do a false item in his tefillah for the sake of other people. Al kein hu goinev das atzmai, therefore he fools himself. Umesavev loy hayetzahara sivuvim emachshavtoi, the Yetzahara injects all kinds of confusions in his head, sivuvim, hachen esgalkel hadovar b'machshavtoi shehu tzorech be'emes lasos tenua zu b'tfilosoi, until it occurs to this person in his mind that he's taka required to make this motion in tefillah. It's a chiv, it's a mitzvah, it's an inyan of kedusha. Oy lahakos kaf al kaf, to clap his hands, or whatever it is. Dehainu shemoitzi la'atzmoy eze emes, he finds for himself a certain emes, whereby he's required to make this and this motion in tefillah based on this and this emes. Nimtzo shehu mechase hasheker be'emes, and what he ends up doing is he's covering over his own sheker with an emes. Rabbein Azal says, nimtzo sheyesh lo harbe emes yoser midai. This is a situation where the person has too much emes. If he would have left out this shtickle emes and would have left out the sheker that went along with it, he would have been better off. Ki ho iker ho emes einoi rak echod, because the main thing is to know that emes is only one. Dahainu lehispalel be'emes la'amitoi bishvil Hashem yisporach levadoi. A person has to train himself to be capable of davening with emes or emes, whereby he's capable of davening to Hashem alone and being able to blot out any other person in the room at the time or any chas v'shalom, any silly, sick, diseased thoughts of pnios. Avol zeh ho emes shel sheker hu harbe moed. Whereas this other emes that we discussed, the emes of sheker, that is plentiful. Ki yesh bo zeh kamo gavnin, because there are many aspects to this. The kama minei emes shemoitzel atzmoi lachvois ala sheker, and the person finds all kinds of reasons, all kinds of svaras, hundreds of emeses to cover over the sheker. V'zehu, this is what the Gemara meant when it said in Brochas, kiven shenitztarei chogam lebriyo, is that when a person has to come on to other people, she'oz noiflin olav pniyos u'shkorim kanal, that's when all of these pniyos and shkorim fall upon him, azai mishtane ponov lekamo gavnin, his face changes to many colors. Which one of the spheroids is the face? Rabbi Nizal says, ponov ze bechinas ho emes. Ponim is an inyan of emes. Shehu bechinas ponim. Emes is ponim. Bechinas, as the posuk says, mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selo. They seek out your face, Yaakov. And what is Yaakov? Bechinas titein emes li Yaakov. So when the Gemara says that when a person has to come on to people, his face changes to many colors, it means his emes changes to many colors. Dahainu ho emes sheloi, that person's emes, shehu bechinas ponim, which is referred to as the word ponim, nishtane lekamo gavnin, it changes to many colors. Dahainu sheyeshloi kamo minei emes, the person thinks up to himself many different types of emes, various different assorted emeses with which to cover up the sheker. He finds for himself true excuses, whereby he tells himself that his reason for doing this item is because of this emes, or because of this emes. So what happens is his face, which refers to his emes, changes to many colors. It starts taking on many different forms. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki ho ikr ho emes einoi ela echad kanal. We go back to this stressing, this concept that the Ikra Emes is only one who is capable, when it comes to tefillah, to direct his mind only to this one item, La'avodas Hashem Yisborach. He's doing it purely for Hashem, not for anybody else, not for any other reason, not for any personal motive whatsoever.
He's saying that he's restraining himself from clapping his hands there. Who's he doesn't want to clap his hands because he's scared what other people are going to think about it. Is that what Rabbi Nizal was saying? Yeah. Is it he wants to clap his hands?
No, he wants to clap his hands for other people, so that other people should see him, or he wants to make certain motions, but on the other hand, he feels too guilty to do that, so he thinks up svaras, all kinds of svaras, I'll be Torah, I'll be this, whereby he tells himself that he's required to do it anyway. So meanwhile, his whole avoda is with mixed emotions. It's based on Torah to a degree, but it's really with an underlying sheker, whereby he's doing it for other people. Period.
Are you
excuse me? Oh, sure, Chaim, open the door.
Are you allowed to have a thought in mind, I'm doing this because maybe other people will do this and this is the right way for other people?
For this, we have a very interesting idea. What's it to learn Shulchan Aruch? Sometimes in the Shulchan Aruch, if you learn it carefully, you can learn a lot of deep things from a Shulchan Aruch. Just a second. Right, in one of the first seifim in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch stresses that a person should get up in the morning early to serve Hashem, and a person should be very strong, yizgaber ko'ari, and Ramah brings, what do we mean by being very strong? V'lo yizbayish mipnei b'nei odom ha'maligim olav avodas Hashem, a person shouldn't allow himself to be ashamed before people who make fun of him when it comes to avodas Hashem, to be very tough and arrogant in a sense, not to allow yourself, if a person makes fun of you that you wear a yarmulke, or a person makes fun of you that you weigh a tzitzis out. In other words, even among Yidden, not to allow yourself to be embarrassed, to have the azus digdusha, to know that if Hashem wants it this way and this guy's making fun of it, let this guy stuff himself, period. That kind of attitude. And he stresses gam b'hatznei aleches, a person should always know who he's sleeping before, who he's sitting, standing before, etc., etc. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this, and he quotes it from Adam Aforshim, and he stresses, V'chein imhu Adam Beinani oimed b'mokhen gedolim. If you have a person who's a Beinani, who's standing before gedolim, which means, let's talk in very simple terms, let's say us, standing before Rebbe Zal, or standing before Tzadikim like that, we would surely label that as Adam Beinani, standing before gedolim. Lo yizbayish mehem lilmoid v'laseis hamitzvah. Person should not be ashamed to learn in front of them or to do a mitzvah in front of them. For example, let's say a person is in a shul or in a yeshiva and his Rebbe walks in. Rebbe Zal would walk into the room. A person would say right away, the fact that Rebbe Zal is there, the fact that a tzaddik is there, I'm ashamed like to learn in front of him. It's like an embarrassing type of feeling. I'm going to go sit and learn a sefer while he's in the room. It's embarrassing. The Shulchan Aruch says a person should not be ashamed to learn and to do a mitzvah before them. Ach, however, im efsher loy lasa is hamitzvah sheloy b'fneihem, if it's possible to do the mitzvah at a different time when you're not going to be in front of them, toiv yoiser, it is certainly much better, which means that any person who's really sincere in avodas Hashem will note that if he's sitting in a room and a gadol walks into that room, he feels like he has ants in his pants. He can't sit in, it's just very uncomfortable. Why? He feels a boishes ponim. Emes is an inyan of boishes ponim. He feels an embarrassed feeling sitting in front of gedolim, learning, whereas another person would feel a sheker or a false gaiva, where bedavki, if a gadol walks in, that's when he would feel more, he would want to learn and make believe he's learning and blah, 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 take out alikutei halachos, all kinds of nonsense to make believe he's learning. Bedafka, in other words, to be able to draw this covered, whereas a person with sincerity, it works. I'm not chas v'shalom referring to anybody. Mm-hmm. Whereas a person with sincerity works the exact opposite way, and the Shulchan Aruch lets you know You have to have both things clear in your head. If you're in a position where there's no choice, there's a Rebbe in the room, Rebbe's always walking into the room, and you would beg him to tell you something, to learn something with you, to say something, and due to whatever reasons he had at certain times, if the answer was no, he wanted to learn on his own, well, you didn't deserve his talking to you, he didn't want to talk to you for that hour or whatever, it's understood that you don't have rishus, you don't have permission from Hashem to sit there and just be botel, just look into the air. Which means, after a certain point, if you see that you can't, you have to force yourself to overcome the Baish Hispanim and learn or do whatever other mitzvah you're required to do at the time, period. However, they do stress that there should be this degree of Baish Hispanim. A person shouldn't have the brazenness like to do avoid in front of Gidolim specifically. Mm-hmm. That's one item. Umihu, however, Bifnei Beinanim, if a person is standing among a Beinanim, meaning among his peers, Sheyil medu mimenu, and he's doing a certain item. Let's say he's in a shul, and there's a lot of people sitting around and talking, blah, blah, blah. And he figures if he sits down and takes out a sefer and starts learning quietly, some other nut is going to say, hey, he's learning, we better, you know, why are we standing around talking? Why don't we sit down and learn also? Yeshlemer, that we say, Toiv Yoser Lasa is bifnei him, then it's exceptionally good to do the item in front of him, not to go into another room, but to sit down right in front of them to do it. Sheil medumi menu lasis kemaseu, in order that people should learn from him to do as he is doing. Ach, note every word is kodesh kodeshim. Ach, yechaven liboy l'shem shamayim v'loy lehispoer chalila. Person has to be super, super careful to concentrate his heart. V'doiver emes b'levavoy. Person has to watch the emes within his heart that he's doing this really, really lishmo and not lehispoer, not for kovoy, not for hisparus. Emes is tiferes, titain emes liakov. Is the emes emes, or is it for the sake of tiferes, hisparus, kovoy? And in Rabbi Zal's Mishnah Berurah, this is the, in this whole sif, this is the one line where it says these words. You should be exceptionally careful. L'chavon liba l'shem shemayim, and not chas v'shalom v'lispoer. That he marked off as being, you know, extremely important. An item to, you know, when skimming, that's the item to know in this whole sif. And this is literally based. This is what this Tehillim is emphasizing. Who's the best judge of this item? The person himself, because the emes, nobody could lie to himself. Each one knows what's going on inside. And if a person sees that he's sick, that he has this sickness, which 100% of the world has to begin with, how do you break out of this? In other words, this is the human nature. Human nature is to be this way, or else they wouldn't be screaming, they wouldn't be warning you 35 times, and Rabbi Nizal wouldn't be warning you. The only way a person could become more than human is through his fadigas. A person has to beg Hashem to be zeichet to emes, to be zeichet to daven the right way, to be zeichet to learn the right way, where he should be capable of davening and learning in a minyan whenever he has to, and yet he should have the baish upon him that whenever he doesn't have to do something in front of people, he should be able to keep it very tzanua. We knew Rebbe Zal for many years. Nobody ever saw him having the spadigas in public generally. In other words, you saw a tremendous hatzne aleches at times, and at other times, you saw Aziz Dikdusha, you saw him do things whereby people should see what he's doing and learn from him. Mm-hmm. And it requires, it's a Gesher Tzara, it's a super Gesher Tzara. And 99.9% of people fool themselves. No, he doesn't say Goinev Das Habriyos, he says Goinev Das Atzmai. The person works on him, he plays games with himself, he fools himself, mm-hmm. And Chas V'Shalom, a person causes damage to himself.
I was thinking of the time when he said once that Rabbi Zal used to daven loud certain times, so everybody should daven loud at times.
But in other words, a person has to be able to dance back and forth between tzniyas, between both of these items, without getting hurt. And it's literally completely impossible. There's no chance of it being anywhere near possible, unless a person has a lot of his fadigas. That's the only dream of making it long. Whereas, and you mean to say that all the hundreds and thousands of Rosh Yeshivas and Yeshiva Bochren and Hasidisha people who daven fall into this? The answer is anyone who will look with an ein ha'emes will see that it's true 100%. There are very few people who are capable of saving themselves from this pit, of outwitting the satan, becoming a more than human. Human nature is this. You have to become anti-human, very simple. Non-human, where this human nonsense, this human shtick doesn't apply, period. It's really, literally for the kavod of Hashem only and no other reason.
As even if you're learning by yourself, I mean, you can
100%. In other words, a person could schnitz himself kavod. He's sitting in his own room and the learning could be injecting a gaius into himself. This is all, we're not finished yet. He's talking about, this is a concept that Rabbeinu Zal, the whole Inyan of Breslov is Emes, the Emes or Emes, Rabbi Zal always spoke about it. And Rabbeinu Zal's letting you know how delicate it is. In other words, don't think that we don't know all your tricks. Rabbeinu Zal, this Torah says, he's talking to each one of his Mekuravim and to the whole world. And he's putting down on paper exactly what the story is, that nobody should think they're getting away with anything. I'm writing to you that you study yourself, you either fit into this category, either just straight sheker, or it's sheker with a coat of emes, or it's emes lamita, period. And each person has to figure out where he wants to put himself in. In Olam Haba, there's this breakdown, which division does a person want to be in? And if he finds that he has trouble, he should know that there are eight sides to combat this with. Rabbeinu Zal gave eight sides whereby a person can make himself into Ayin. That was the whole union of Terah Nun base that we have, Hanera Balaila, whereby Rabbeinu Zal said that the more hispidus a person has, he keeps chopping away at himself, at all the Midas Rois, until he becomes Botel to the other Ensaif. He becomes Bechinas Ayin. Ayin means Anivus, means no Pnea, no Gaiva. The Sultan can't latch on to him with anything. He is literally nothing. Literally nothing. Okay, now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Pirush, with this we could understand a chapter in Tehillim. The chapter says, Dovid HaMelech says, Ahalalo Hashem b'chayoi. I give praise to Hashem with my life. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Hainu kishe'ein nitzrach lebriyos, when a person doesn't have to come on to other people for anything. V'zeh b'chayoi, when my life is my own, b'chayoi daiko. It's my life. Rabbeinu Zal stressing that. Hainu she'ani chai mi'chayim sheli. I live my own life. She'enu nitzrach l'chiyus shum adam. I don't require the chiyus of any other person. I don't need anybody else around me to sustain me. If I were alone in the world, I would still be davening exactly as much and in the same manner as I'm davening now. Ki hanitzrach labriyos chayov einon chayim. The Gemara says in Be'ya that one who has to come on to people, his life is not considered living. So this is what's meant, ahalalo Hashem b'chayoi. If I'm one who's not nitzrach labriyos, then ahalalo. Then I have reshus to daven to Hashem. Hainu she'einom chayim shaloi. One who has to come on to the people, his life is not really his own. Ki hu chayim e'acherim. He's living off other people. He's like a leech. Aval kishe'einoi nitzrach lebriyos. But when a person doesn't have to come on to people, va'ani chay chayim sheli, and I live my own life, azai uchal lahaloloi, then I can give praise to Hashem. And to daven to Hashem with emes. This is what the pasuk means when it says, "Ahalalo Hashem b'chayoi daiko kanal." As we explained previously, that one who lives his own life, he's not nisrach labrius anyway. That's one who can give praise to Hashem. This is what the Gemara meant when it said, "Kivon shenitzrach adam labrius oilem choishech ba'adoi." That as soon as a person has to come on to other people, his world becomes dark for him. Now, Rav Nosson Zal writes, Ayin Lamato, look further in the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this further in the Torah. The word Choshech means dark. The word Choshech also means Menia. How do we know it? We say in davening every day, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, because you listened to me, you didn't hold back your only son for me. When I asked you to give forth your son, you were willing to give him up, you didn't hold back. So we see the term chayshech means menia, to hold back. Rabbeinu Zal says, when a person has to come on to other people, Olam, the world, Cheshech, is a menia ba'adoi to him. Meaning, the Olam, when the Olam is around him, when people are around him, that acts as a menia to him, preventing him from davening, preventing him from being able to daven to Hashem.
This home, Rabbeinu, I was saying, also holds for people to come out to other people for panasa too, right?
100%. In other words, this is why Rabbeinu Zal stress so much not to be a mekabel. This is why the Gemara stresses so much, because it gives you, it makes it much easier to be able to daven without kamiyos. What about Rabbeinu Zal? What about the tzaddikim today who are mekabelim? The answer is, they have a very big battle with this. But they are tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim who can win the battle, who can be a mekabel, and yet they can spit at the whole world. In other words, on one hand, they're taking, but at any point in time, they could spit at anybody. They don't need your kavod at all. In other words, Rabbi Zal didn't need anybody to stand up for him or any of that nonsense. It was required, and yet he personally, within himself, spit on the whole thing. Like we said, I forgot who I quoted it from. Well, Reb Kalman was the one who had told it over about a melech having to have two sefer Torah, one which he kept in his palace throne room, and the other one which he took whenever he traveled. Baruch Hashem, this is where we hold it for now. This is all. The next thing is going into a whole other piece. But you see in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal, each paragraph is like a whole Torah. Rabbeinu Zal is weaving them together, and in the end he's going to tie them all in. You're going to see how every single thing here is intertwined. Baruch Hashem. Don't let yourselves be fooled. Don't fool yourselves. Don't fool other people.
But these tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael and everything, are they considered mekablim, or are they actually earn it by being...
The answer is yes and no. Yes, on one hand, yes. On one hand, no. In other words, for the tefillos and everything that they put out, in a sense, they're salaried workers. They're ones who learn in a kollel, blah, blah, blah. But yet, on the other hand, it's definitely a bechinas mekabel. Definitely. But they are the biggest mashpir. In other words, mekabel means one who receives. In a sense, they're the ones who mehayechel yotzamachol. They're the ones who give forth shefa to the whole world in every sense of the word. Okay.